Everyone, I hope you were all warm and dry this morning. My name is Ryan Pale, and as was mentioned, I work at the Southwood campus. My wife, Andrea, and I have two kids.
Somehow we cannot hear the translation.
They are both 13, so please pray for us.
Can you hear Season talk? Season?
Season, we can hear Season talk.
Okay, 对不起, technical difficulty. Pastor Ryan, let's continue.
Can you hear me now?
Good. We can hear you.
Thank you. I am so grateful for those of you who are joining us in person and on Zoom.
我非常的感恩为所有的人，或者是在这个教会里头，或者是通过Zoom来参加我们今天的聚会。
This morning, our lesson is on biblical peace.
今天早上，我们的信息是在讲圣经所讲的平安。
Many of us think that peace is relaxing.
很多人认为这个平安就是非常的放松。
Or not being in conflict with anyone.
或者是没有跟任何人有冲突。
Or having the life we've always dreamed of.
或者是我们的生活过得就像我们所梦想的一样。
But these all fall short of biblical peace.
但是所有的这些跟圣经上讲的平安是不一样的。
In fact, peace doesn't have a whole lot to do with our circumstances.
事实上，这个圣经上所讲的平安和我们所在的境况没有什么太大的关系。
So what is biblical peace?
所圣经上讲的平安或者和平是什么呢？
Peace in the scriptures is better defined as wholeness.
这个平安在圣经上更好的一个定义就是完整。
So to make peace is to fix that which is broken.
所以要和好呢，实际上是要去把那个破碎的来修复好。
Think of a wall with a hole in it.
你可以想象一个墙上面有一个洞。
Bringing peace means finding a stone to put into that hole.
这个平和平呢，就是要找到一块石头，把这个洞给补上。
So that the wall can be what it was created to be.
所以这个墙能够发挥它所被造的它的功能。
Unhindered by brokenness.
不受阻碍，也没有破碎。
Or a relationship can be broken or strained.
或者说。 一个关系可以是被破裂，或者是关系紧张。But
when there is confession or forgiveness and grace, that relationship is mended.
但是如果我们有彼此的认罪，原谅，那这个关系就可以被修复。There
is peace.
这个就是和平。I
had COVID a couple months ago.
我两个月前得了COVID.
My body fought it off, and I developed antibodies.
我的身体抵抗它，那现在我的身体有这个抗体。So
my body experienced peace in that regard.
所以在这个方面，我的身体也有了这个平安，也有了这个和平。So
to bring peace is to restore that which is broken.
所以带来这个和平，实际上就是恢复那个。 被破碎的东西。
Peace is one of the most important character traits.
这个和平是一个最重要的品格之一。
And mission for followers of Christ.
是最重要的品格，也是最重要的任务，对我们这个信基督的信徒来说。
Peace is not something we force to happen.
这个和平并不是我们能够强制性的让它发生。
It is a gift of God that is offered to the world.
这是神给这个世界的礼物，恩赐。
We see throughout the Old Testament.
我们看到在整本的旧约圣经中间。
That God alone establishes peace in this land.
神他自己在这个地上来带来了和平和平安。
Peace among people.
在人和人之间的和平。
And peace in his kingdom.
在他的国度之间的和平，怪他的国度里的和平。
So now let's look at one particular Old Testament passage.
那我们一起来看看一个特别的旧约的一个圣经的经节。
Micah 5:2-5, as we read earlier.
就是米迦书第五章第二到第五节，我们前面刚刚读过。
But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹太诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权。
From you, one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from days of eternity.
他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
Therefore, he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child.
耶和华必将以色列人交付敌人，只等那生产的妇人生下子来。
Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel.
那时掌权者，其余的弟兄必归到以色列人那里。
And he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord.
他必起来依靠耶和华的大能。
In the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
并耶和华他神之名的威严牧养他的羊群。
And they will remain because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth.
他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐尊大，直到地极。
This one will be our peace.
这位必做我们的平安。
The beauty of this passage becomes clear when we know what has been going on up to this point in the book of Micah.
那如果我们要能够更好的理解这段经文的美，我们应该了解在弥迦书一直到写到这个地方之前发生的事情。
Here's what's going on.
下面我再讲它的背景。
Micah is a prophet and he's preaching a sermon.
米迦是一个先知，他在这里来传讲一个信息。
And this is not a sermon that makes people feel very good.
而这个信息让人不是非常的喜欢。
It's a sermon that shines a light on all of the evil that God's people are doing.
这个信息就是在对那些神的子民在做那些非常坏的那些事情上，让那个黑暗的光照到他们。
He's angry that the rulers are oppressing the poor.
米迦他非常的愤怒统治者在压迫穷人。
He's angry because other prophets were becoming rich by telling people that they would become rich.
他非常的愤怒，其他的先知通过跟人说你们的生活要变得富裕，而在这个过程中间，他们自己得利，变得富有。
And Micah comes along filled with the Holy Spirit and with righteous rage.
当弥迦出来 先知发言的时候，他充满着圣灵，然后身上充满着从这个义的那种愤怒。
And he says in chapters 1 and 2, enjoy it now.
他在第一章、第二章中间说，你们暂时可以来享受。
Have a great time now because an army is going to come along and will swallow you up.
你们现在可以暂时享受，但是有一个军队将来把你们所吞下。
Everything you placed your trust in is going to be taken from you.
你们现在所信靠的所有的东西就会被从你们身上夺去。
And after that, another army, even greater, will come after them.
然后在这之后还有一个更强大的军队还会来。
You can imagine that Micah was not very well liked.
你们可以想象米迦是不是会很受人欢迎的。
And really, it was common for prophets to address the sins of the people.
事实上非常常见的就是那些先知是在讲人所犯的罪。
But the stories never end with destruction.
但是这些故事的结尾并不是毁灭。
They end with hope and rescue and peace.
而这些故事的结尾是希望。是拯救，是和平。
In chapters 4 and 5, in the midst of his prophecy,
在第四章和第五章米迦书，在他的这个预言的中间，
Micah has this beautiful poem of hope.
米迦写了这首非常非常美丽的诗。
He reminds the Israelites that the story isn't finished with their judgment.
他在提醒以色列人，这个故事的最后并不是神的审判。
He reminds Israel that though your devastation will be dire.
他在提醒以色列人，虽然你们的境况是非常非常的糟糕。
God has not abandoned you to this.
但是神没有抛弃你们。抛弃你们在这个困境之中。
Quite the opposite. God's own son will arise from you.
恰好相反，神他自己的儿子会在你们中间生出来。
He will return you to your land, you who were displaced.
你们是被掳到外邦，他会让你们回归。
He will shepherd you and he will be great.
他会牧养你。他会牧养你们他会非常的棒。
And right at the end, it says, and this one will be our peace.
在这首诗的最后面他说 这位必做我们的平安。
So peace is wholeness, peace is a gift.
所以平安是完整，平安是一个礼物和恩赐。
And now here, our peace is a person.
注意我们这里讲到我们的平安是一个人。
He's talking about Jesus 500 years before Jesus showed up.
当然他是在这里讲这个平安这个人就是耶稣他是在耶稣来到世上500年前就在发这个预言。
And this is clearly shown throughout the scriptures.
而这个在这个圣经中间是非常非常清楚的描述出来了。
Isaiah 9:6 calls Jesus the Prince of Peace.
在以赛亚书第九章第六节，把耶稣称作为和平的君王，和平的君。
Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men."
路加福音第二章第十四节说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他喜悦的人。
And Ephesians 2:14 says, "For Jesus Himself is our peace."
以弗所书第二章第十四节说，他耶稣他自己是我们的平安。
So what in the world does it mean that our peace is a person?
所以在这里。这个我们的平安是一个人，这个到底是什么意思呢？
We remember that peace means wholeness.
我们知道这个平安和平，它的意思就是完全，
restoring that which is broken.
就是恢复那个破碎的。
We all know that we were made in God's image.
我们知道我们是以神的形象造的。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
We are created to have perfect, abundant, successful life.
神造我们是让我们有完美的、丰盛的、成功的生活。生活
in perfect friendship with the God of the universe,
并且和造宇宙的神有这个完美的友谊和关系。
And that is unbroken, that is peace.
这些是不破碎的，这个东西就是平安，就是和平。
However, we are hurtful and selfish.
但是我们常常被伤害或者伤害别人，我们常常是自私的。
We are sometimes jealous. Sometimes we manipulate people.
有时候我们嫉妒别人，有时候我们会操纵别人。
And sometimes we harm others.
有时候我们伤害别人。
And these things we call sin.
这些东西我们称作为罪。
And sin breaks that friendship we have with God.
而这些罪破坏了我们和神之间的友谊。
Who wants so much more for us?
而神想要我们得到的是更多更多。
And these things also fracture our relationships with other people.
而这些东西就是这些罪，同时也破碎我们和其他人之间的关系。
After all, our sin has collateral damage.
到最后。所有的罪都会有一些附带的一些毁坏。
So we lack peace in our relationship with God.
所以我们缺乏我们在和神之间的关系中间，我们缺乏了这个和平。
And our relationships with others.
在我们和其他人之间的关系里，同样也缺乏了这个和平。
But God didn't abandon his people in Micah's time.
但是神在弥迦那个时代并没有抛弃他的子民。
And he doesn't abandon us.
他今天肯定也不抛弃我们。
He sent the Prince of Peace, who is our peace.
他给我们送来了平安之子，也就是我们的和平，我们的平安。
So if we acknowledge that we created this fracture, which we call sin,
所以如果我们承认我们造成了这个破裂，这个裂缝，我们也称作为罪。
And put our faith in Christ, we have peace.
但是如果我们把我们的信仰、信心放在基督身上，那我们就有这个平安，就有这个和平。
We have wholeness.
我们就有这个完整。
Romans 5 says, if we have been justified,
罗马书第五章说，我们既因信称义，
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主基督耶稣与神和好。
This is the greatest peace that could ever be given to us.
这是我们所能够接受的最好最好的平安。
And we didn't do anything to deserve it.
我们并没有做任何事情为了得到它。
And God offers it to us all.
神自愿的给了我们所有的人这个平安。
If you have never put your trust in Christ, please come and talk to us.
如果你还没有信靠耶稣请来跟我来交谈。
We would love to tell you more about it.
我非常非常的愿意，非常的喜欢来跟你讲更多。
But having this peace in Christ doesn't make life better.
但是有了这个基督的平安，好像并没有让我们现今的生活变得更好，是不是啊？
At least not right now.
至少现在是这样的，对不对？
Peace doesn't mean that we can pay our bills.
神的平安和与神的和好并不意味着我们能够可以付所有的账单。
Peace doesn't mean that COVID will be over.
这个平安并不意味着
COVID 很快就会结束。
Life is still going as it always has.
不是的，这个生活还是在继续，就像原来一样。
We've been given eternal peace.
但是我们接受了这个永恒的平安。
But there are still strained relationships.
但是仍然有一些紧张的关系。
So how do we experience the peace of God here and now?
那我们怎么样来经历和神之间的这个和平呢？
One thing I noticed when I was preparing this talk,
在我在准备今天的讲章之前，有一件事情我意识到，我注意到，
was how many times God has his people do one of two things to help them in life.
就是神一次又一次的告诉他的子民去做一件或者两件事情来帮助他们的生活。
They either look to the future or they look to the past.
这两件事情就是或者是看将来或者是看过去以前。
In the book of Micah, he paints a vivid and victorious future for Israel.
在米迦书里，他描述了一个非常鲜明的一个得胜的一个将来啊，对以色列人。
They will have victory over their enemies.
他们会战胜他们的敌人。
They will return to their land after being in exile.
他们在被掳以后，他们会回归。
They will have restored relationships.
他们会恢复。和神的关系。
They will be God's chosen people in this world.
他们会是神在这个世界上的拣选的族。
Micah paints this picture for the people to see.
米迦描述了这个画面让以色列人看到。
Not because he's trying to paint a silver lining on a very dark cloud.
他这样做并不是在这个黑暗的这个云下来描述一个不切实际的这个把它弄的一个好一点的一个希望。
He's reminding them that which he promised from the very beginning.
他是在提醒以色列人，这个是神一开始就应许给他们的，从最早的时候就是这样的。
Is moving forward to fulfillment.
而神在继续的往前来实现他的计划。
Even though their circumstances don't look like it.
尽管以色列人他们所在的这个境况在这个境况中间看不出来神是在做这件事情。
His promised love is unfailing and undeterred.
神所应许的爱是不会失败不会被阻挡。
He's showing the people the future so his people can be reminded.
他是在给他的子民看到他们的将来他在提醒他们。
That his love and his promises will be fulfilled.
他在提醒以色列民神的爱和神的应许一定会实现。
But he also has his people look backwards.
但是神也经常让他的子民向后看看过去。
Once a year, Jews from before this book was written,
每年一年一次，这个以色列人在这弥迦书以前就开始做一件事情。
Until now,
一直到今天
have recalled the scene when God led them out of Egypt.And into the land.
他们一直被提醒一年一次，神是怎么样带领他们出埃及进入应许之地。
Every year.
每一年都这样。
And it's to remember that God is God.
这是为了让以色列民记住神是那个神，不变的神。
And Israel was chosen by him.
以色列是他选中的选民。
And it didn't matter if they were in exile.
这个啊、这个不在乎啊、是否他们是在在外面流浪被掳
or in slavery or even a pandemic
或者是在当在埃及当奴隶啊、甚至是在一个瘟疫之中
they were still called to remember the faithfulness of God
他们仍然被提醒让他们要记住神的信实
we can experience the peace of God when we do the same thing
我们可以做同样的事情，通过做同样的事情来经历啊神的和平，神的平安。
When we take our minds and our hearts out of the present time to help us with the present time，
我们可以把我们的心思意念从当今的这种境况来跳出来，来帮助我们自己。
We can do this in good times and in bad times。
我们可以做这件事情，不管是顺境的时候还是逆境的时候。
Throughout the day, recall to mind what God has done in your life.
在我们的每一天，让我们能够来提醒自己，来回想神在我们生命中所做的一切。
If you spend time with the poor,
如果你和一些穷人打交道。
You'll notice that they almost always talk about the goodness and provision of God.
这些穷人可能常常会经常在嘴上一直在说神的良善和神的供应。
Think about God's faithfulness in your life.
你要做的就是来思想神在你生命中间的信实。
As we do this, it helps us to see that God is present all the time.
当我们做这件事情的时候，它帮助我们，让我们看到神一直在我们身边和我们同在。
We just have to train ourselves to see it.
我们必须来训练我们自己，让我们能够看到这一点。
We have to take ourselves outside of the now.
我们必须把我们自己从现今的这种状态上出去。
And to reflect on what God has done in our lives.
来思想，来回忆神在我们生命中间所做的，以前所做的一切。
So that we can remember that we may be afflicted but not crushed.
这样的话，我们就可以意识到，虽然我们在痛苦之中间，但是我们不会完全被打倒。
Perplexed but not despairing. And
我们会有困惑
struck down but not destroyed.
我们会有困惑，但是我们不会绝望；我们会打倒，但是我们不会被毁灭。
Looking at the faithfulness of God is crucial to have peace in the here and now.
来回顾神神的信实是绝对绝对的重要，对我们有这个平安是非常非常的重要。现在在这里。
So we look at the past for God's faithfulness.
所以我们看，回顾以前来看到神的信实。
And we look to the future for his fulfillment.
我们还要向前看，看将来，看神的应许的，神的应许的，神的应许的最后的实现。
One way we can do this is reading Revelation 17 through 22.
我们可以做的一件事情是我们来读启示录的十七到二十二章。
To see a picture of what God has for us.
来看神给我们描述我们所将来有的一个景况。
That even death and Satan and evil will be defeated.
就是甚至是死亡和撒旦魔鬼都会被打败。
Look to the future to be reminded. That he will be faithful until the very end of times.
我们看将来，我们就会被提醒，他是永远的信实，一直到世界的末了。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, you are our peace. Help us to understand your peace, to live in your peace, and to share your peace. With other people. help us to be reminded constantly of your faithfulness. Help us to share your gospel with the world. Help us to experience your peace. Lord, we pray for this church. We pray your blessing on it. We give thanks for your faithfulness through the people of this church. Lord, we pray for those who aren't with us and for those who are sick. Lord, would you heal them? Would you be very present to them? Lord, we are so grateful to be your people, and we pray that we would be faithful to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.